With support from the Beef Checkoff Program, U.S. Meat Export Federation Africa Representative Matt Copeland recently took part in a USDA trade mission in Angola. He says having key USDA leaders in country sent a strong message to the developing market.
Highlights for me were having Deputy Administrator Mark Slupak there, asking some very strategic and nuanced questions with respect to kind of how we could navigate some of the hurdles that naturally a place like Angola will throw at us. And then it was a privilege to be on Deputy Secretary Tori Small's first ag trade mission. She just brought a wonderful amount of energy. It was also great for some of the potential customers to have that kind of experience where they can see the person not only is sincere, but also strategically understands the Angolan market, understands what Angola can provide in terms of a customer base.
He says while Angola will have demand for variety meats, there is a growing market for higher end cuts in Western style retail and food service.
Luanda itself is one of the most expensive cities in the world. So there's certainly, from a dining point of view, in the evenings, opportunity to become the center of the plate for both US beef and pork cuts. In the retail environment, we're not talking apples with apples. So there is some premium beef represented as premium from Brazil, but in effect, it would probably compete with our utility or maybe the lower select. And so for us, we need to make sure that the products that are being offered to some of the buyers here also are apples for apples. So I can see that there's been a complete mismatch in some of the pricing shown to buyers just because of the absolutely worlds apart quality standards, quality differentiation.
For more about the U.S. Meat Export Federation's efforts to grow demand for U.S. red meat in Africa and around the world, visit USMEF.org.